The following shiur has been presented by Rev Shraga Kallis, Reish Koilel at the Beis Havad Halacha Koilel in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Our sugya for the day is Gemara Brachas Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and Amud Beis discusses the shailas of kedima in brachas. Which bracha does one make first when he has in front of him different fruits or different vegetables, things that he likes, things that are more shalom than others, things that are more chaviv to him, things that he desires more. So the sugya Amud Aleph, for example, brings down that the machlekes between the two talmidim was possibly which one comes first, the thing which is more satiating, which bracha would one make first, the thing which satiates more, or the bracha on the one which is chaviv to him more, which he likes better. And Tosis discusses over here, what's the halacha? Do we make a bracha when we have in front of us a food? Do we make a bracha when we have different foods on the one which satiates more, the one that's chaviv more, the one that's shalim more, the one which is more complete? This is a sugya number aleph, a sugya number beis. Continues the same idea, the same type of a shaila when it comes to mezainis products, when it comes to breads. If I have in front of me different types of bread, sometimes you can have in front of you a whole wheat bread, a bread which isn't as clean. You can have a bread which is clean. You can have a bread which is shalim, which is complete, the bread which you like better, desire more. And the shaila becomes, in all these situations, which bracha to make first. And badness, it's no laughing matter. The din of kedima and brachas is an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, which discusses these in Yanim and Reshit Aleph, and it's no laughing matter. There's actually a famous story when Rabbi Kiveger was meeting his potential son-in-law. He was meeting one of the potentials for to be his future son-in-law. So the mahalich, the minig in those days, was that you put out for a spread a little bit different than the spread that's put out nowadays. The spread that was put out was different fruits and vegetables and whether it was cakes or cookies or whatever. And the idea was to see if the bacher knew which bracha to make first. To see if the bacher knew that first you make the mezainis and then afterward, we'll see soon, mitzvah, what you make after, etc. And to see if the bracha was makbin in halacha. So they would put out in front of him, let's say, a piece of cake, and there was an egg, and there was an almond, and he had to make sure that he would make first the mezainis, and then on the almond he would make an eitz, and then on the egg he would make a shahakal. So the bacher who was coming for the potential to marry the daughter of Rabbi Kiveger, so the first thing he did was he saw in front of him and he took the egg and he made the bracha on the egg first. And when he was asked by Rabbi Kiveger why he made the bracha on the egg, so the bacha was a little bit of a chacham, and the bacha said, because in Pasuk state, ha'ay mikedem, right? Ay in Yiddish is an egg. And he said, ay mikedem, the Pasuk says, the egg, taka comes first. And the batsman was told over, so Rabbi Kiveger said, like, tzanis, not for my daughter, shailin alacha, kpeidin alacha, and he lost the opportunity of marrying the tachta from Rabbi Kiveger, the gadol hador. So that's why we see that not only besides the fact that, he could lose a shidduch Rabbi Kiveger over such a shaila, but a kapanim, it's of course an Indian like every other in alacha that a person has to have, diktuk, and it's about the proper respect, the whole sugya is the proper respect that one needs to show for a bracha. Every bracha demands kavod. Therefore, when a person makes a bracha, he has to make the bracha on the most chashiv first. We have to determine what's the most chashiv, what gets the bracha first, what fruit gets the bracha first, what bracha can we make on one fruit which will pater the requirement, which will make it that we do not have to make a bracha on the other fruit. So let's go in order. It's a very, very, in the sugya, it's quite a difficult sugya. The sugya also comes up again in Brachas on Daf Mem Aleph. But Mit Hashem, let's try and make it with a few very, very simple klalim, a few very simple rules. And then Mit Hashem, maybe we'll discuss some cases, lemaisa, and hopefully a person can have this in his pocket for the rest of his life. The first klal is that we have to know that the whole entire sugya of kedima and brachas only starts, the whole requirement for a person to make sure that he has, when he has in front of him, he has a mezainis, or he has a shahakal, or he has all the types of fruits, we'll see in a moment, sometimes you have the same type of bracha, whether it's different types of vegetables, which all require the same bracha, and we're only going to make one bracha for all of them, or whether it's a shayla of making the mezainis before the shahakal. In all of these scenarios, the whole idea of kedima and brachas is, number one, when he wants to eat all the things that are in front of him, all the different types of brachas that are in front of him. If, let's say, for example, he comes to a table and there's cake on the table and there's drink and he's only thirsty, he wants to have a drink, of course he does not have to have the mezainis first, because their whole requirement for kedima and brachas to proceed from one food to a different food is only if he's eating all the foods, number one. Number two, there's a meram chagiz, which the poets can bring down, that if it's a derech achila for this person isn't to have, for example, the mezainis first. For example, let's say he's following a diet. He has some type of a reason where he has to have a drink first. Let's say his diet requires, for his specific problem, his specific issue, that he should have a liquid first, or perhaps it's a protein first. So if he has a specific seder of why he wants to do it, so then there are paiskim that say he does not need to follow the seder hakadima. So that's why, for example, a person at night, if let's say before the meal, the first course of the meal, they would like to have a soup. And a soup, of course, the bracha, which takez mavur and arsug, is either going to be at least a shahakal, or it'll be an adama, perhaps, if it's maybe very, very vegetable-based, akopanim. So then, in that case, since he's going to be having the soup first, hagam that afterward, he's going to afterward have maybe a pasta or something, but lemaisa, he's entitled to have the normal style of how he would eat. But generally, shalit becomes when he has in front of him, he has a meal, he has in front of him chicken, and he has in front of him carrots, and he's eating it at the same time. So there certainly is a seder of kedima and brachas, and there's certain chashivas and importance that the bracha has to be made first on the most important item. Now, lemaisa, there are two separate sugyas in kedima and brachas. There's the sugya of when the bracha is the same bracha. That's called birchasein shavos. When it's the same bracha, for example, you see on daf mem aleph, when you have in front of you many vegetables. So we want to know which vegetable wins that I should make the bracha, which will pat to the other brachas. That's the sugya birchas shavos. There's another sugya, also on daf mem aleph, and also in our sugya a little bit, is when the brachas are not shavos. When you have a mezainis and you have a shahak, and which one comes first? The klal, the basic rule book, is that the bracha that's mevereres tfei, the more specific, comes first. Because the more specific the bracha, the more it shows the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why that bracha, it has more of an importance. The more that a person can specify the exact hashkacha, the exact toiva and chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, that of course is a much more mechubdik bracha. Whereas shahakol is a very, very general bracha, and the person says, thank you for the Rebbeinu Shalom, shakol ni'abit v'ara, everything is within from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mashen came when he says, boirei pri ha'eit, that's specifying the eight, it's specifying more of hashkacha, Hashem made the tree, right? Specifying the ground is a little bit less, because specifying the ground is ready, not even as specific as the thanks for the tree, and Zionist is much more of a specific bracha, because that gives the actual hashkacha level that Hashem has been mazing us, Hashem has been mefarnis us, he gives us an actual hazana through, he nourishes us through this item. Hamoiti lechem in arts is the most specific of brachas. You can imagine that Geffen also in the specifics, we'll get in a moment in the order, but the specific, when a bracha is more specific, that certainly is a much higher level bracha. In the Marshall, that's of course, and we understand this in the Mili D'Alma, in the world also. A periodontist is going to end up making more money than a dentist, because a periodontist is a much more specific practitioner. He's somebody who had to go more schooling, so of course that's why he's going to charge more, for example. Now, the Marshall, the way to remember this, to have in your yad, is the ironclad rule is Maga Eish. That's the ironclad rule, that the bracha, the acronym to remember what comes first, is Maga Eish. You're playing with fire if you're not going to make the bracha that's required. So it's Mem, Mezainis, which is also, of course, Hamoiti. Hamoiti comes before Mezainis, and that's always going to be the case. Obviously, Hamoiti is always going to come first, but if it's a situation of where it's Mezainis, so Mezainis comes first, Maga, Mem. Gimel is a Geffen. A Geffen will come after a Mezainis product. Ayin is eights, or it stands for eights, and afterwards, Eish is Aleph, is Adama, and Shin is Shahakal. Now, we will see in Mitzvah that rule might be a little bit changing when it comes to eights and Adama, because the difference between eights and Adama is not as extreme, and therefore there might be certain rules whereby a person would have to make an Adama before an eight, which Mitzvah will see in a moment. So again, it's Mag, Eish, Mezainis, Geffen, Eitz, Adama, and Shehakol. Now, Lemaisa, Mezainis, really the Iker Shivas of Mezainis, the Iker Ashkacha, is because Mezainis, not only is it specified the Ashkacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us and gives us Mezin, but it's simply going the Pashtis on the Chamesh Minidangan, which we see in Amid Beis, is really the Iker Mazin of a person, the Mazin of a Yid, is a of a person in general, is a Mezainis, and that is generally referring to the Chamesh Minidangan. So one could have thought, and there are Rishayim and Nachrayim that discuss this, that perhaps rice, which is not one of the Chamesh Minidangan, so if a person would have a choice between a grape juice, wine, which is Geffen, so perhaps that taka would have a precedence over rice, because rice doesn't maybe have that extreme level, like gam that the bracha and rice, as we learned in previous sugyas, is a mezainis, but it's very possible that maybe the level of importance of the rice is not the same level of importance of cake and pasta for that matter. Lemaisa, we don't paskin like that. The Mishnah Berurah says, since Saif the Bracha is Mezainis, and it shows the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much more thorough oifen, so therefore always Mezainis beats any of the upcoming brachas, whether it's Geffen or whether it's Eitz, Adama, and Jehakel. So therefore, even if you have a choice between rice and wine, Avada, the Bracha of Mezainis should be made first, and then afterward you would drink the wine. That's number one, the specifics. That's how we determine. Number two is, let's go into the situation of we have brachas shavas. Brachas shavas means that if I have all factors are equal. So for example, you know, let's say I have in front of me two fruit. So which bracha comes first? I have an apple and an orange. What do I do first, right? And I have in front of me chocolate and chicken. Right, which bracha would I make first? Which food, excuse me, would I use to patter up? Now, of course, the question at hand over here is that we're trying to figure out which bracha, which food is more chashiv that would be a greater hakar satoyiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would be a greater bracha, which would be a greater food that would give the proper respect to make the bracha on that specific item, which deserves that respect. So, over here, and of course, then we're only going to wind up making one bracha, and it's going to patter up the other one. So, for example, the klal over here is going to be, you have to keep in mind three factors. Number one, Zayin Minim is the first in determining an importance of this bracha. When the bracha is going to be made on one item, and that's going to patter up the other ones, then the first and most important rules, if you're a member of the Zayin Minim, right? The Zayin Minim, the Eretz Chitas, Ayra, Gevin, Tein, Rimon, Eretz Shemin, Dvash, which is the Zayin Minim, the seven foods that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave specifically in Eretz Yisrael, the specific chashivas of these specific foods. So therefore that has a tremendous mila, and therefore that is the greatest respect we can give, is to make the bracha on the Zayin Minim. That's number one. Number two is if I'd have in front of me the item which is Shalim. So Shalim will be the next most important factor to determine who gets the bracha. Shalim means, of course, a complete item, like we see on Amud Aleph, on Amud Beis, that something that's complete has a certain importance to it. It has a certain chashivas if the item is a Shalim, it's a complete. So whereas if you'd have, for example, two apples, and one was a shalim and one was a half of an apple, or even for that matter, if you have an apple and a half an orange, so I'd need to know which one deserves to get the bracha first. The answer would simply be the one that's shalim. Shalim has a mila over the other fruit, and therefore it's better taka to make the bracha on the shalim. The third way to determine how to make the bracha in a situation where the brachas are equal will be Chaviv. Chaviv means that which I like more, which I enjoy more. Most places can take on, it means Chaviv b'derech klal. Chaviv that I generally like, not necessarily that this specific moment. Some say that even if I specifically right now desire this fruit more, that would also be called Chaviv. Now to make this very, very practical, I mean, Pachik to remember it, I guess, I don't know a proper acronym over here, Zashach, right? That's how I remember it. Zayin Minim, Shalim, and Chaviv, that is going to be the Seder HaDvarim. But just to make it very, very practical, before we give examples, we also have to know that even within the Zayin Minim, even in the Zayin Minim themselves, there is a Seder of Kedima. It's not just that a person can say, well, I have, in front of me a date, which is, of course, one of the Zayin Minim. Agav, the way you remember for the rest of your life, a lot of people when they learn the Tafiyoy movie and they have a problem remembering which is a date and which is a fig. So it's very simple. I'd rather date a girl named Tamar than a girl named Te'ena. Right? So let's say he has in front of him date, and he has in front of him a fig and whatever, and he wants to know, like, which one comes first? Does it make a difference? It's all Zayin Minim. So we're going to find now that the Gemara Tak and Daf Mem Aleph says that even within the Zayin Minim, there's going to be a Seder of Kedima. There's going to be a precedence of which bracha comes first. The way to remember it, the Gemara doesn't give us a very easy way to remember it. Taka, we'll see, there's a very simple way to remember it, but the Gemara seems to say that there's two words, Aretz, in the Pasuk. The word Eretz, excuse me, in the Pasuk is said twice. Eretz, Chita, Sa'ira, Gefen, Tena, Rimain. Eretz is Shemen Udvash. So whichever is closer to the word Eretz has in the Seder Hakadima. Now, just to, it becomes a little bit confusing because the word Eretz is twice and you have to start cheshbinning out. So where exactly is the grape in conjunction to the word Eretz, and where exactly is the olive in conjunction to the word Eretz? The way to remember this, simply for the rest of your life, is that there is, you go from small pit to big pit to many pit, many pits to total pits. Right? The pits, that's how you remember this for the rest of your life, which basically in English means that the first of the fruits in the Zion meaning is an olive. It's a very, very small pit. And that comes first, it's the closest to Eretz. Afterward is going to be a bigger pit. The bigger pit is, of course, the date. Right? The date is a bigger pit. After the date comes the grape. The grape has more pits. The after the grape, taka, is the fig. The fig has many, many pits. And the rimoin, the pomegranate, is cove pits. So that's pashut for the rest of your life, how you remember it. Just to make this practical, so therefore if a person has in front of him, for example, an orange and dates, of course, the date, even if the orange is complete, and even the date is not complete, and even, for example, if he likes oranges better than dates, but since Zayin, Minim, we know when the bracha is equal, that's the most respectful way to make your bracha, that's the greatest way to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's more important than the Chaviv, that's more important than the complete fruit, the most important way of being Meshabeach, the greatest way to give Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by making the bracha on that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishabeach Eretz Yisrael, which of course will come out that therefore a person should make the bracha on the date, regardless if it's Shalim, regardless if it's complete, regardless if it's what he likes. He would make the bracha in a situation where he wants to have the date and he wants to have the apple. He would have to make the bracha in that case on the date. If he would have in front of him a date and a fig, for example, then of course again the date would come first. If you have in front of him an olive and a grape, then the olive would come first, based on our cloud that we said before, that the bracha that patters has to be number one, the first on the list, and Zayin Minim is the kaveh. Now, of course, you don't always have Zayin Minim. Sometimes you have in front of you a carrot, and you have in front of you a pepper. So then we have to go to the other rules that we had. It's both of them are bracha badama. We have to figure out which one is the one that we make the bracha on, which is the more important one. So we saw over here, Shalim wins. The one that's a more complete one wins. So if one of them is complete and the other one's not, the one that's complete wins. And of course, if we don't have any one that's complete, so if I have in front of me, for example, or let's say they're both complete for that matter, I have in front of me a full carrot and I have in front of me a full pepper. So in that case, we would have to decide which one is chaviv. And chaviv means, like we said, chaviv b'derech klal, something that he generally desires more, generally likes more. But let's say, for example, he doesn't even have that, so then taka, he would have to make the bracha on the one that right now is more enticing to him. That would be the rules of Birchas Seyin Shabbos. When the brachas are equal, when the brachas are not equal, so for example, that means that let's say he has in front of him, again, like we saw already, Mezainis and Geffen, that's ironclad rule. Mezainis will always be the Geffen. And Geffen will always be the Nates. That means grape juice will always come before the bracha on an apple. That's always going to happen. And Shahakel is always going to be last. But when you have eight and a Dhamma, so the Mishabrua, based on the Sugi later, said that that difference is not so extreme, it's not so mechubit, it's not so respectful, it's not something that has to have that kpeda, to bedafka make first the bracha on the eight before that Dhamma. So therefore, hagam that there are svardim that are noyig to always make the eight first, when you have an eight before a Dhamma. But the Mishabrua says that that is not the halacha, that there's a new set of rules. And it's called Ein Bricha Sein Shavis, when the brachas are not equal, and the rules are different than before. Ironically, the rule there is because the rule is going to be Chaviv, Zayin Minim, and Shalim. The first thing is, if I have in front of me, I have an Adama in front of me, and I have an Eitz in front of me. So here, the question at hand is not which one is going to pata the other one. It's the question is, which bracha to make first? So here, we don't look at the fruit and say, which one's more important fruit, like we did before. Because when we're trying to determine who should I make the bracha on, there we have to see who's the more important fruit. And that's why we established Zayin Minim is the most important fruit, Shalim is also an important, and Chaviv is the last. But here, when we're trying to determine, I'm not going to lose the bracha on the upcoming item. I'm certainly anyways going to make a bracha on the Eitz and on the Adama. The only question is, which one should he make first? So over here, we have to look more at the Gavra. We have to look more at the person and say, where is the person going to have more of a curse atayif to the Kach Baruch Hu? And therefore, the person in such a situation would say, of course, the thing that is chaviv to him is going to win, which is Mavur and Arsug. Yeah? That chaviv, says Taisus over here, and that's really the Psak of Mishabura, that chaviv, the thing he desires most, that is the one that we precede in the Seder of Brachas. So for example, if he would have a choice of, I mean, it comes out shocking, but if you cast a choice of a melon or grapes, so our first reaction would be grape. Grape is one of the Zayin Minim, right? And melon is an Adama, and it's not even one of the Zayin Minim. But if this fellow likes melons more, and even if the melon is just cut up melon, and the grape might be even a Shalim grape, but since here we have to look, where's the person going to have more Karsa Toiv? Where's he going to be Meshabeach, HaKadosh Baruch, with more of a zeal, more of a zest, more of a simcha? So that's going to, of course, be in the melon, and therefore here the rules are Chaviv comes first. And if he has in front of him, like we said, a melon and a grape, even if the grape is Shalim, Chaviv is the winner. The Mishnah Berurah is actually mesupik. If let's say neither of them are chaviv, and you have in front of you now just a zayin minim or shalom, so we said originally that the list is really chaviv, zayin minim, and shalom to determine, but even that, the Mishabur himself is a little bit mesupik, and it's not so clear the halach on this. It could be that takan, there might be a mile of shalom over zayin minim, the maisa, some place can takan take on that zayin minim wins, and it's really not so clear. So therefore, we'll try now, Mr. Hashem, to put all of these klalim together, and to just make it a bit practical. I'll give you a few examples. A person has dates, wine, and cake. So first he would make the bracha on the cake, the wine, and then the date, based on the rules that we just said. A person has, we'll see in a moment, the rules when it comes to within the mezainis family, there's going to be certain mezainises that come before others. But let's say again, a cut vegetable or a shalom vegetable. First he would make the bracha on the shalom vegetable. And he would not make the bracha on the chaviv. Even if he liked one vegetable more than the other, he would still prefer to make it on the shalom. If he has a piece of fish, one of them is cut and one of them is not cut, the fish that's whole, that would get the bracha first, because like we saw before, that shalom is a deciding factor when the brachas are shaviv, are shaviv. If he has carrots and chicken, obviously the bracha would be carrots first. And like we explained before, rice and potatoes, rice, of course, is going to win. Now, in the world of mezainis, as we see in Amud Beis, there's, to a certain extent, there's a new set of rules. The basic klal is, it's hard to give an acronym, like I keep mentioning, but the basic acronym I can give is Zashnag, right? Zayin Minim, of course, is going to come first, right? That's always. Then, afterward, when we determine which type of a bread should I make my brach on, assuming that he wants both of the breads, so then it would be Shalim, Naki, Gadol. That's what comes out from the Sugyan on the base. If the bread is a Shalim, it's something that's a complete, that has a Mila over something that's not complete. A complete loaf has a Mila, a complete Bilka, a complete roll has a Mila over something that's not complete. Naki, a type of bread which is cleaner, and that's in our door, people quite possibly might prefer whole wheat over simple white bread, but white bread is halacha, has much more of a maila, and therefore naki has a maila over different bread. And gadol, size, is also a determining factor. So if you have a piece of bread which is bigger than another slice of bread, the bigger slice of bread would win. So just to make this practical, bigger beats smaller. This is how you have to remember, bigger is going to be smaller, right? If a person has a piece of a bread or a roll, the roll wins, because a roll is a shalim. If a person has white bread over whole wheat bread, so then, again, since the klal is shalim, we'll make an easier case, a white bread over a whole wheat roll, let's make that the shaila, white bread over a whole wheat roll. So over here, the whole wheat roll is going to win because shalim beats a naki. And lamashal, if a person has a white bread slice, right, if he has a slice of white bread, it's a white bread slice against a slice of bread, a white bread slice of bread against a possibility of a very big piece of whole wheat bread. So in that case, we would say that the white bread beats the bigger slice because a naki beats a gadol. A naki, something that's naki, is going to beat a gadol. One more very important klal that the Paiskim say is that if a person has a choice of cake over noodles, since cake, as we're going to see in the upcoming Gemara in Yetzer Hashem, that cake is a much more chashuv mizaynus. It's a baked mizaynus, and actually, if you eat enough cake, it might even turn into a maitzi. So therefore, that always beats noodles. Which, if a person, since noodles is something that is a cooked mizaynus and it doesn't have the same importance and chashivus of a baked mizaynus, therefore, if a person has a choice of a cake, for example, or noodles, and Yitaka wants to eat both, again, assuming that he doesn't makbid to specifically eat his cake at the end for dessert, so then he would take eat the cake first, because cake is a more important mezainis. It's a more chashuv mezainis. Now, there are other factors that go in to determining a kedima in brachas. For example, Taka once had this list of asking, let's say a person has a challah that was a piece of challah that was baked by his wife for the first time. So that's, of course, a davar that's ma'id chaviv to a person, that it's the first time ever his wife baked a challah or baked a bilk, etc. And now, you know, he has in front of him, he has, let's say it's after Shabbos, and he has a slice of challah left, and he has maybe a full roll or something else. And you start getting involved in the shailas of chaviv. Right? Is that really a chaviv? Chaviv based on a factor, because not because he likes the taste necessarily, but because the item is chaviv to him because of who made it. Does that also go into the idea of chaviv? Is that also included in the idea of something that's more desired by him? And Rav Yashiv made a tishtal that if a person has a challah, he has actually two challahs, and one of them was something from a tzaddik, it was a shirayim from a tzaddik, it was something left over from a tzaddik, so that might actually have a status of a chaviv. It might have a status of a chaviv, and therefore, if all factors are equal, it could be that wins. Like, for example, if he has two pieces of challah in front of him, there would definitely be a maila to take the one from the tzaddik, or if he has two pieces of challah in front of him, definitely a maila to take the one that his wife made for the first time, or maybe even not for the first time. It depends how much he likes his wife, or cooking. But al-kapanim, that's another example of a seder akadima. Another example the Paiskin discusses, let's say there's a suffix. So for example, the Chazanish, the Mashal in the previous sugya that the Olam learned, Chazanish held on Daf Lamed Ches, is where the sugya comes up, that an orange juice to make a Bari Pri Eitz. An orange juice is something that most of the oranges in the world, the Chazanish held, are made specifically for the purpose of orange juice, so therefore he held that that's the function of an orange, is to be made into orange juice, it's a normal usage, and therefore you make a bari priyeitz on orange juice. Of course, the minhag ha'olam is not like this, and everybody makes an orange juice shahakal. But al kapanim, if let's say a person would have in front of him tuck an orange, and or an apple for that matter, and a cup of orange juice. So whereas normally we would say that the Seder Kedima of Brachas would say first make the bracha on the fruit, the eitz, and then on the drink, on the shakal, right? But with this cheshbon in mind, we sort of want to avoid the question of the Chazanish, we want to avoid the suffix of the Chazanish, so it might be suggested that a person should make first the bracha on the orange juice, on shahakal, and then afterward on the orange. Because if you would make the bracha on the orange first, according to the Chazanish, he was yaitze already on the orange juice, which is l'chayra kedai to get out of the shaila and not to get involved in the machlekes ha'paiskim. Just to end off, in the end of the sugi over here, I think there's a kind of mistake that people make based on the sugi in Lamed Tesimah Beis, where the sugi over here discusses that a person that has one mitzvah, the Gemara says, Hayol v'is avid be mitzvah, if a person has a bread, a challah, something that he used for an Erev, so he should also use it for a different mitzvah. Right? The Gemara over here is talking about what mitzvah he should use it for over here, but we know that the Minhag Olam is that when a person used the challah, or matzah for that matter, he used it for an Erev Tavshilin, so we know the Minhag is that we use it for Shalshuris. That's the minig that people use for shalshidus. It's a bit of a mistake. It seems to be that the reason why people used it for shalshidus was because they didn't cut two challahs at every meal, right? But for example, let's say a person were to cut two challahs at every meal. So then of course, that if you would use two challahs at every meal, so then it's very possible to say that there would be a maila in using the Erev Tavshilin challah for the first meal and being mishtamish with the Erev, which was used for a mitzvah, with a zrizist for the first possible mitzvah that I can use it for, which would be the Lechem Mishnah on Friday night. In other words, the whole entire minig of using it for shalshudis, using the Erev Tavshilin matzah for shalshudis, would only make sense if a person is going to cut one challah. So then if he cuts one challah at each of the meals, so then he could use the Lecha Mishnah for the first meal as a Lecha Mishnah. He could use the Erev Tavshilin for the Lecha Mishnah, the first meal. He could use the Lecha Mishnah for the Erev Tavshilin. He could use the Erev Tavshilin for the Lecha Mishnah, the second meal. And then for the third meal, he can actually eat it. But for example, if the person is just going to hold the matzah and just save it until Shalosh Shudas, and not use it until Shalosh Shudas, so it would be more mistaber that he should probably use it already at the first meal, and either break it open at the first meal, or he should have it at the first meal as a chelik of lecha mishnah, and then again at the second meal as a chelik of lecha mishnah, and then at the third meal, he should use it to actually eat it, and that would definitely be the greatest thing that he could do with his Erev Tavshilin.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.